Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, and joining me this morning, Stacey J. Johnson, relationship expert for BlackPeopleMeet.com. And, you know, I always talk about my Black love experience was my grandmother and my grandfather. We visited them every summer, and my grandmother really taught me how to love a Black man, you know, in his prime and in working and taking care of the family. And my grandfather taught us integrity, how to work, but he also showed us how to love our grandmother. So I grew up like that. And I am just in, you know, in that as far as what I like in a relationship. I like what my grandmother and grandfather had.
Yes, Tawanda. Oh my gosh, you gave me chills. The reason why it's interesting, I wake up in the morning and I say, wow, Lord, this is the job you've given me to do, really, to spread the news about the benefits of Black love and loving. I go, thank you, you know, and to hear the story that you just shared with your family, it gives me chills on my arms. I can tell you, I look back when President Obama, he would always, when given the opportunity, and sometimes he would just take it, the moment to say how much he revered and loved and honored
and
his
appreciated
wife,
his wife.
Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, Black love has never been stronger. I mean, the person who ran our country, the CEO of what we call the United States of America, the way that he lifted, I get chills by thinking of it. And then even with your Jay-Z and your Beyonce you know, that love. And then, oh, my God, Megan Good and Devon Franklin, you know.
But that everyday Black love, it's always there.
It's always there. We have some of the greatest role models in our community. Your family, you know. I can tell you that growing up in Memphis, Tennessee, I had, you know how they always say, oh, there aren't any good Black men. I had good Black men all around
Absolutely.
Me. And I always look around and I say my uncles and my dad and
That's
all
right.
the people. And I'm like, I need to spread the word about that. You know, the benefits of dating. I can tell you 70% of African-American singles are open to finding a relationship this year. 70%.
That's a lot.
That is huge.
Yeah. Considering that a lot of people don't want to do marriage anymore, but people are open to very serious relationships, and I think those will lead to marriage.
Absolutely. And I believe that positioning is important. I wrote a book called Date Girl, and in the book I always talk about women stop concentrating on the result and really appreciating the journey each date takes you on. What do I mean by that? I mean by, okay, so you're sitting across and you're on a date with this great guy. And the only thing you can think of is, oh, my gosh, he's going to make such a great husband because of these things, you know?
Yes. Yeah. We get down the road before we've really had the first date. Absolutely. Yeah. 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 We've already married and got 2.5 children and a dog. Yeah.
Yes. So stop concentrating on the result of the date, ladies. I say be in the date. What do I mean by that?
Yeah.
I mean enjoying the journey that each individual takes you on. And, you know, I mean, Tawanda, you know, there'll be some bad ones, ladies.
Oh, yes.
Gosh, there will be some bad ones.
There
will be some frogs. But I always think about even the bad dates that I've been on, there's some type of self-discovery about myself that I learned. Yes, we know that we don't want a cheater and we don't want anyone who lies. But even if I'm on a date where there's absolutely nothing in common, I know the things that aren't in common. So it gets me closer to. So there's some growth there. So I think that's a good thing. And then it gets me closer to having a good date because then I'm clear with what I want.
Exactly.
That's the thing. That's so much was remarkable about dating. The clarity that you get with what you want gets you closer to the love that you want. But we have to. We absolutely have to date. And I know I have girlfriends who say, oh, God.
I don't want to go through it. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But you have to. When I was single and only 6 years ago, I was dating when I met my husband, but I'd already known my husband. He was already there. But I was absolutely dating. And Yes, frogs. But for the most part, some really great guys. And I always tell people there are some awesomely great guys out here. You got to look beyond what you see and all the little small things in your list that you've made and all of that. We're so closed to possibilities sometimes. We want to look in and zero in on that one thing that we didn't like instead of all the great things about this guy.
Absolutely. There's so many options out there. There's a bad rumor, I always say, that that people say, well, there's more women. The percentage of women to men is just so much more. Well, guess what? Why are we concerning ourselves with that? Because there's weddings happening every year.
Absolutely.
1 to 3 marriages are happening from online dating, Tawanda. Can you believe, like, I remember when online dating started, I remember people talking about it when I was in my teens. And then as I grew up and things like this, and of course, Match.com was the first site ever created. And they actually own Black People Meet.
Right.
Which makes me even, exactly, because now I know I have a trusted business partner. When I say business, because when I go online and I swipe my card, that means that I'm now in partnership.
That's right.
I'm hoping that you're going to give me what I need. And this is the number one site for Black people in the world, Black People Meet. So I always say, ladies, we got to start dating.
Yes.
That's just it.
Yes.
And we position ourselves for our careers, because, you know, we will position ourselves. We'll do everything. And we'll position ourselves to raise our children. But we have to reevaluate our life choices as it pertains to love, and position ourselves to what really, truly meet the love of our lives. And I would rather position myself by dating and having a choices than not. I told a girlfriend, I said, the only way you're gonna meet, if you stay at home, because I have a girlfriend that only went out on 20 dates last year, 52 weeks, 365 days, and she only went out on 20 dates. And actually, she said it was roughly about 15. But she wants to meet the love of her life. I said, well, you know what? It'll be the UPS man, the postman, the Federal Express man,
that's
or the
right,
Jehovah's Witness.
That you see as every day.
You're okay with one of those. They're not bad guys. But it will only be, and it's the same postman every day, mostly.
Right, so, and he's taken, so.
He's probably taken.
Yeah.
So you got to get out of the house. You got to go. If you go to church, then you got to sit on another pew. Okay? If you're a member of any alumni group, then you got to go to the social.
Right.
You know, the
right.
happy hour, whatever.
Yeah.
And you got to volunteer.
That's what I say.
Because volunteering sometimes, you could meet Tawanda. You may have, if we're volunteering together, and you say, wow, you're a great girl. And I go, thank you. And you go, you're single? And I go, yes. You go, I have an awesome uncle that I want.
That's right. That's right.
Or cousin. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get out of the house. And if you don't want to leave the house that day, I say, why not position yourself to be on the number one dating site in the world? And that's Black People Meet. Okay, because there's a focus and clarity that comes, in my opinion, with dating on an all-Black site. As a Black woman, I know that on this site, I'm going to be appreciated. I'm going to be appreciated not only for who I am now, but the journey I've been on. And I know that there's going to be a support system there that is by far unmatchable.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's great. I know that you have some stats, and one of them says that the number one turn on from African-American men is someone who is an entrepreneur.
Yes. Girl bosses, honey. Wanda, we're bosses. Girl bosses. And what do I mean by that? Well, we had a poll, and 42.8% of men said that they appreciate a strong, confident female. That's a huge turn on for them. Why? Because they're intelligent, they're confident, and they're independent. And I would like to think that those are, being a Black woman in the room when that type of poll is being done and seeing the results, it made my heart go, yes.
Yeah.
Because it shows me that no matter what may be perpetuated in the mass of the market, that Black men are truly appreciating a woman who's a go-getter and who's an entrepreneur and who is about her business and who is a girl boss, you know? And that, to me, is the message that I want to make sure that I help spread as a Black woman.
That is a beautiful thing. I think that we tend to make dating too hard and complicated and complex when it's really not.
Oh, it's not.
No.
You know what I think? I think that it's the, I always tell girls we have to rewrite that love story. We have to create our own love story by rewriting it and putting in new data. And what do I mean by that? I mean putting in new data. If it's hard, then let's make it easy. If you're an entrepreneur and you take your computer to, you're at home all day, right? Make the decision to go to a museum, or make the decision to leave your house and go to Starbucks or something like that. Or basically, you are still working, so it's not like it's difficult. You're still doing your, because you're working from your computer, but you positioned yourself. Make sure if you're really, really busy and you don't even have time to do that, join an online dating site. You know, really take stock in the relationship you want. And online, there's something for everyone. So if you're busy, you're an entrepreneur, you don't have time to do all of these other things like volunteering and going to the alumni event, then position yourself on a dating site and ask yourself, do I want a dating site that I can just swipe left or swipe right? You know, those swipe things that I just go, I don't understand why people are on those. Because you're not positioning yourself to get the best of the best. You want to position yourself, in my opinion, when I'm dating, to make it easy. And also in a place where people have made a thoughtful decision about what they want in a partner. And that doesn't come with a swipe left or swipe right, just in how a person looks. They're really looking at a profile of a person and saying, oh, wow, this person intrigues me. Wow, they like the same things that I like. Let's open the dialogue and see where that goes. And I believe that that dating journey, ladies will discover some things about themselves that they're going to probably say, wow, I thought it was hard, but I'm learning more about myself than I ever thought I would have if I was just sitting at home and not doing anything. So positioning, position ourselves with love. It's all so right. important.
That's Absolutely. So cool. Very cool. Very cool. Stacey J. Johnson, relationship expert for blackpeoplemeet.com. Stacey, is there any social media for you so people can check you out?
Absolutely. I want to make sure I tell people to download the app today. Download the Black People Meet app today. Go to blackpeoplemeet.com and download the app. Email me. Let me know your experience, what you experienced, and reach out to me on social media. So my social media handles are at STACIIJAE. That's on Instagram and Twitter. And my Facebook is Stacey J. Johnson. So reach out to me. Let me know about your experience. I'm so connected and so on fire for really bringing to the forefront the benefits of Black love. And just really, to me, because that, honestly, the divorce ratio is so high these days.
Yes.
I think that I'm going to be a responsible and a part of the medium and be the catalyst for bringing that divorce ratio down, because I think that Black love right now and the benefits of it are stronger than ever. And I just have to make sure we connect and we position ourselves to find the best love ever. And I think that's Black People Meet.
All right. Stacey J. Johnson, blackpeoplemeet.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day, Tawanda.